My question is that I have a problem with a son-in-law and his family, and I don't approve of his family's lifestyle, and they're influencing my grandson.
So this is your daughter. Your daughter married into a family that you don't approve of how they live.
Yes.
What does she think about the lifestyle of her in-laws?
She is accepting. She's just trying to maintain a marriage.
And so their marriage is in stress as a result of some of this?
No, it's fine. The marriage is fine. I just don't like the lifestyle.
Wow. Listen, here's the topic today. How in the world do you set those limits and maintain healthy in-law relationships? If you were to share with the world today one thing that helps you maintain or work toward healthy in-law relationships, what would it be? Now, that was Benet who started the program from Washington. She just simply doesn't approve. See, she doesn't approve of how her in-laws are relating to her family, or people relating to her family. And she's feeling pretty left out in the process. We'll get to that topic and more today. The phone line is open at 888-888-1717. And that is the question today. Help me build this top 10 list. And the top 10 list of steps that can be taken, things that you do to maintain, develop, to evolve, to grow, to mature, healthy relationships with your in-laws. 888-888-1717. I've got some thoughts on that we'll get to in just a moment. First, we have a caller from Arizona. What's your question today?
Hello. My question is, my in-laws are amazing. My wife comes from a good Christian family. My family, not so much. And my mom has a difficult time embracing my wife. Ever since we got married, I would hear things like, I'm your mother, I'm supposed to be number one, and I would have to explain to her, no, my wife is number one. The two shall leave father and mother and become one flesh, like my wife is number one, and I still have an obligation to take care of you, but my wife is the most important person and takes priority, and my mom just has a hard time having a normal, healthy relationship. She spends money on people rather than actually being able to just sit down and talk and have a meaningful relationship. She never takes an interest to know my wife because of that. So it's much easier for her just to buy something for my wife rather than to actually sit down and get to know her. And I live in Tucson and she lives in Missouri. And so we don't see her very often. And she's coming for a visit, so I was just trying to find out, what are some ways that my wife can try and build that bond, even though my mom doesn't make much of an effort to do that?
Well, Mike, I'm sorry you're going through that. I want to make an observation to everybody calling today. Mike's call, Benet's call, and other calls that we're getting coming in. In the process of our life, from the time that we're born until the time we leave, and hopefully if you're a follower of Christ, to see Jesus, but throughout our life, we have moments where we need to grow up. Growing up doesn't stop when you're 17 or 18 years old. When you get married is growing up. When you leave college, you're growing up. When you get married, you have to grow up. When you have kids, you have to grow up to another level. When you take on a career or leadership, you have to grow up to another level. When you retire, you have to grow up to another level of maturity. And I really believe that when we become in-laws, we have to grow up all over again. We have to adjust expectations. We have to consider traditions. We have to look at culture. We have to be understanding of these differences. But mostly we have to follow what the Bible says. And one of the ways we grow up when we get married is to leave and cleave. And that's a message we hear, but we don't really understand it sometimes. For some people, that sounds very harsh. It's like, goodbye. I'm leaving and cleaving. See you at Christmas. And for others, it has a totally different meaning at all, entirely. But the Bible is very clear that when you get married, you've established a new family, and that family needs to be a priority. And I would say to every mother-in-law, father-in-law listening, our job is to help our kids or those in our family to be successful in that new relationship. That means we have to grow up. Sometimes we have to shut up. Sometimes we have to back up. There's probably some other ups we need to do, too, in the process, right? But it's our responsibility to help our children, siblings, those that we love, to be successful in that in-law relationship. So when we get these questions, listen, you got to start with a value statement, which is, this relationship is important, and I'm gonna work to maintain it, but we're going to set some boundaries and put them in place. That's what you need to do. Mike, in your case, listen, you got immature parents, your mom's coming, you've got to adjust your expectations. Expectations minus reality equals disappointment. Adjust your expectations and just love mom while she's there and have reasonable expectations and don't plan that you're going to change her. She's not a young lady anymore, and you're not going to change her. Kids don't change their parents all that often, sometimes, but not all that often. And so adjust your expectations and love her to the extent that you can. All right. What's one thing you've done to maintain or work on healthy relationships with in-laws? We'll get back to Binay's question as well. Coming up, 888-888-1717 is the number. I'd love to have you come and join us. How do you do that? Maybe you're on the in-law side, whatever side of that equation you're on. 888-888-1717.
Intentional love can transform a marriage.
We have been able to put aside our selfishness and really put each other first, and that has really made a difference.
Natasha and her husband have experienced firsthand the power of intentional living. Put the power of intentional love to work in your marriage. The Intentional Love Marriage Date Night is November 8th and 9th in Mesa and Glendale, November 16th in Tucson. Go to theintentionallife.com.
Do this one thing if you disagree in areas of faith in your marriage. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Focus on both relationships, both your spiritual development and your marriage relationship, not just on areas of disagreement. In the process, grow your own faith quietly and gently. Develop areas of intimacy, however, in your marriage with your spouse, things that they're interested in and things that you're interested in. And in the process, pray for your spouse. Be patient with them and look for those windows of opportunity as they will come along to share your faith with your spouse gently and lovingly. If you're to do these things over the next 30 days, it'll be fascinating to see what happens in your marriage and in your own spirit. So I encourage you to do these things and then let me know what's happened intentionally in your marriage.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
Hey, listen, when you do that, we're going to love sending it to you Monday through Friday, theintentionallife.com/minute, okay? And also, you heard mention about the upcoming Arizona Intentional Love Marriage Date Nights, November 8 and 9 in Phoenix, Mesa and Glendale, actually, and then Tucson on Sunday night, on November 16th. We're going to celebrate marriage. I'm going to unpack what it means to have an intentional marriage. You're going to learn how to communicate. We're going to have a really practical, fun couple of hours together. Get your tickets. Some of you may want to come in from other areas. We'd love to have you join us. Go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. I started the show with a call from Binay in Washington with an in-law question. Didn't get a chance to quite answer it, so I want to share it again. She left this question for me. I want to come back and address it. Here's Binay.
My question is that I have a problem with a son-in-law and his family, and I don't approve of his family's lifestyle, and they're influencing my grandson.
So this is your daughter. Your daughter married into a family that you don't approve of how they live.
Yes.
What does she think about the lifestyle of her in-laws?
She is accepting. She's just trying to maintain a marriage.
And so their marriage is in stress as a result of some of this?
No, it's fine. The marriage is fine. I just don't like the lifestyle.
All right. Got the play there. Mom says, hey, my daughter made a mistake, married into the wrong family. She didn't say that. That's what she said. And I don't like how they live. I don't like you know, how what they're doing. And my daughter's accepting it, and their marriage is okay. What do you do? What do you do? Tanya, you heard that at the beginning, and I guess you have a comment that you wanted to share about Binet's call. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi there, Tanya. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What was your comment on that?
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
My comment is this. I have a daughter-in-law. My son's been married for 19 years, and maybe everything isn't always hunky-dory, but I stay out of their marriage. They're okay with it, and I think anybody that's a mother-in-law, father-in-law, whoever, just stay out of our kids' marriage and pray for it, well, and it works out.
What if you don't like what's going on, though? If you don't like what you see, what do you do?
What are you going to do? You stay out of it, and if they're happy, let them be happy. You don't give it one chance at this life, and why waste it on nonsense? You know, she's got a grandchild. I have 7 grandchildren, and my son has 6 of them, and he's happy with his wife. His wife is happy with him, and maybe they don't like what goes on in the families, either one of them, but everybody stays out of it.
And I think the key to that, Tanya, obviously, if there's some extreme, if there's abuse or violence or something, sometimes family have to, you know, may have to step in. But I agree with you. I mean, that's the general rule, to leave and cleave. You're backing off. You're praying for them. You're available. You speak into their lives. I do think this. I think as, and I speak for myself, because we have 8 grandkids. You know, I love speaking into the grandkids' lives and to encourage them. I think as grandparents, we can have a profound, positive impact in the lives of our grandchildren. With children, we do have to let them grow up, get married, and make the decisions they're going to make. What's key, though, I think is really critical, is that that husband and wife, when you leave and cleave, you stand on the same turf, you have the same agreement. If you make a mistake, you make a mistake together. You're working together and setting whatever boundaries you need in place in a healthy way. That's key. All right, Tanya, thank you. I hope that helps. And Binet, if you're listening, I hope that helps for you, because, you know, like Tanya said, what are you going to do? I mean, your daughter's your daughter, and she's made a decision, and you pray for her. But don't encourage our kids in any way that would discourage them in that relationship in their marriage. We want to encourage them in the process. Okay, let's go. We got a caller here in New Mexico. Cheryl, welcome to the show today. Appreciate it. What's your one thing on in-laws?
My one thing is to be unoffendable.
What does that mean?
I've learned to be more stand back and observe. Hold on, let me turn my car phone up.
Yeah, well, let me just pick up on that while she's pulling off the road, which, by the way, is always a good idea when you call Intentional Living, so we can talk to you directly and safely. She said she wants to be unoffendable. You know, the Bible says don't pick up an offense, you know. In in-law relationship, let's lay it out. Let's put the cards face up. In in-law relationships, there's a lot of offenses to be picked up. There's cultural differences, traditional differences, sometimes religious differences, family personality differences, age differences, expectations. And we can be picking up offenses all the time. And that's why I go back to growing up. If we are easily offended, being an in-law is going to be tough, especially if you're close, because it can be strewn with a lot of problems, for sure. All right, hey, the call dropped. Sorry about that. I think when she pulled off, we lost the call. Let's go, therefore, to Joe in New Mexico. Joe, welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi.
Hi there. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing on in-laws?
Well, I was listening to your radio, and I realized that when you said grow up, I definitely needed to grow up.
How come? What were the signs that you needed to grow up?
Well, my son and I were really, really close. And I'm sorry, there's an echo, so I'm having a hard time talking.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
That's all right. Maybe we're having a technical problem. But go ahead and do your best. She's hearing an echo. Okay. All right, we'll put you on hold there and see if we can get that corrected, and we'll be back. Take a quick break. We'll be back. This is Intentional Living. You're welcome to join us. What do you do with in-law relationships? One thing, and I love what Joe is saying, you know, you got to grow up. I don't know how else to say it in the simplest form. Just we got to grow up. We got to be mature. Our kids get married. Kids, listen, you're getting married. Make your marriage work. You made a decision before God. Make it work. And as in-laws, we stand back and love and support you in the process and keep our fingers out of the pie. 888-888-1717. Was that clear enough? 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson, inviting you to get away to get close to God's creation. Book your cabin now for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. Breathtaking destinations and beautiful scenery await you on this unforgettable travel experience. Enjoy spiritual renewal and build lifelong memories. Join my wife Donna and me for the 2020 Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska. To book your cabin, go to theintentionallife.com. The word emotion comes from the Latin, going back to the 1500s, and it means to move. So when we think of the meaning of it is to move. In fact, you see in the word emotions, the word motion. In other words, emotions are designed to do something. Emotions are given to us, as I say, as a sort of fuel that we can use in our life to either move us in a healthy direction or they can become explosive. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching called Managing Your Emotions, Part 1. Part 2 is coming up in a couple of months. I just finished a book recently on the topic of freedom from hijacked emotions, overcoming anxiety, fear, and anger. And you know, I've written several books, and I was thinking, this is probably the most important book that I've written because this really deals with the heart of who we are in our relationships. And I've got some good news. We're going to be announcing this very shortly, how you can be the first to receive this brand new book just coming out called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions. I'll tell you more about that in a few days. And by the way, I want to thank those of you who are supporting us. Your monthly support matters. You can join us today. Boy, we'd love to have you be a part of it at theintentionallife.com. You know, in fact, when you support this ministry financially, God bless you. You know, this listener, I think, is talking directly to you.
I just want to say that every time when I'm able and I'm driving in the car and I put the radio on and you're on, you always minister concerning my children, my marriage, everything. And it's really blessed me. I know it's all based scripturally, everything that you put out there. And I just want to thank your ministry, thank the ministry, Intentional Living, and keep going. Don't stop. Because we parents need that direction from God.
Well, thank you. And you're saying thanks to all of our support family who make the ministry possible. God bless you. Thank you for doing that. We're talking about in-laws today. And I want to get back to Joe and see if we solve this phone problem. But just before we do, if you've joined us, we're talking about, what's one thing to help maintain healthy in-law relationships? And I think we got to get really clear on this from a biblical standpoint, what God's word teaches. I think Naomi and Ruth is an interesting example we see in the Old Testament of this mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship. Very powerful. We see in the book of Genesis about leaving and cleaving. I think that little verse in that passage was in there for a reason, to help us see that new relationships are built, new families are established, and that we have to have a plan of action. We have to grow up as in-laws, because there's going to be these battles over these expectations. Expectations, I think, are what destroy a lot of relationships. And then when you add in, if the marriage relationship is struggling, then you add in all the in-law relationships that are struggling, pretty soon it's like, wow, what's the surprise when a relationship fails? And so that's why this idea of boundaries, making sure that the family that God has put in place, you and your spouse, if you're married, and your kids, that you have a very healthy relationship with each other and healthy boundaries. And those of us who come into that relationship as in-laws need to do so with a lot of humbleness and encouragement to help that family be successful. That's the bottom line. Anything else, I think, is unhealthy and distorted and certainly not God's perspective. And Joe, we got you back on. I don't know if it's the problem solved or not, but you were saying that you needed to grow up.
Yes, I did.
And so what were the steps that you took? What did you do? What did you have to do?
I had to go down and talk to my daughter-in-law. And for first, I had to apologize. Apologize for not thinking about herself and her expectations of me. So we sat down and we asked about what she wanted of me as a mother-in-law and what I wanted, also. So we kind of laid it out on the line.
So you had a good discussion. In other words, you just got the stuff out, you put the cards face up. You talked about the reality of your relationship and what you wanted to expect from each other and what your intentions were toward each other.
Correct.
Did that make a difference?
Yes, it did. And I started speaking her love language because my son fell in love with her for a reason. So I wanted to know why. So I got to know her personally. And our relationship has grown because I'm not a mother anymore. I'm their friend.
Mm.
And I want to be an example in my marriage as a respectful wife. And I want her to see that.
That's good. So when you disagree or you have a thought, how do you communicate with her when you have something you want to share?
We promised each other that we would always be honest if something was bothering us. So we will call each other, because she lives in Arizona, and we will discuss it, and we will work it out until it's done. So it's really cool.
Hmm. And how long have you had this relationship with your daughter-in-law?
It wasn't good at the beginning. It wasn't. I was calling my son all the time, and expecting it to be the same that it was before they got married. And it caused some issues between them. And I'm sure it wasn't always me, but it caused some separation between them.
Hmm. And so her husband, your son, right, was hearing about it from his wife, about, hey, your mom's butting in too much, that kind of thing? Yeah. How did that feel when they brought that to your attention?
It broke my heart. But then I, sat down with my husband and I prayed about it, and I realized that he belongs to her now. And I started backing my son up and praying for their marriage, and now they're super strong, and that's when I had that conversation with her, and we both came together and apologized for everything we've done to each other.
Now, was it your son that brought this to your attention, or your daughter-in-law?
My son.
So what did he say to you?
Gosh, he said, Mom, I love you, but Kaylee is my wife now, and I need you to understand that. that she comes first. Not that I don't honor my wife in a certain way, a biblical way. And I was so proud of him and flabbergasted.
So it was hurtful, but it was healthy.
Oh, very healthy. Yeah. It changed my relationship with him and her, and now we're encouraging with each other as married couple are.
Listen, you get the Grown Up Award for the day, Joe, and it's an example of how I believe God intends for it to be. And sometimes these loving confrontations have to occur. They're painful, but it begins with mature people in a marriage who are willing to see that their priority is between themselves and their spouse. That's the institution that God has put together. We say it in our vows, what man has put together, let no one separate. And that includes any in-law or any external forces that might pull that apart. That doesn't mean that we don't want those relationships. We do. And they're healthy and many times and can help us grow. And it's a beautiful thing when that happens. But at the end of the day, the intention that God has for a man and woman in marriage is to build that marriage around God's intention for them and to build that hedge of protection around that marriage in a healthy way. And when that happens, God is honored and the marriage will thrive and you're building the following generation with a healthy model of how it's supposed to work. Okay, thank you, Joe. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it a lot. Today we're talking about in-law relationships. Love to have you weigh in on our comment line, which is at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. We've run out of time for the day, but we'll look forward to hearing your comments on our comment line. I've been a little bit under the weather today, if you hear it in my voice, but hopefully that'll pick up and be better in a day or two. At least I had enough energy to get through the show today. Doing okay. Hey, listen, coming up next summer, June 28th through July 5th, Intentional Living is hosting a cruise to Alaska. My wife, Donna, and I will be taking the cruise, hosting the cruise. I'll be speaking while we're at sea. We're going to be touring the Inside Passage of Alaska, seeing the Hubbard Glacier, seeing some of the most beautiful sights on the planet. It's an absolutely fantastic 7-day cruise. And we have limited cabin availability, which means there's a group of cabins held for us. And here's the deal. The earlier you reserve your cabin, the better cabin you're likely to get. That's just the way it works, right? Just like seats on a plane, I suppose. And so I'd encourage you to contact us and get the information and get your cabin today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. See you next time right here from the Intentional Living Center.